if you think there is any question about word families, prefixes or suffixes, you are the most welcome to ask your questions. Feel free to ask your questions in the comments below. Anyway, let's go back to your book, exercise 5. There are some sentences that you need to complete them with the words that are given in brackets. You need to complete the sentences with the adjective or adverb related to the noun in brackets. Number one, he told me not to be late again. In brackets, the word anger is given. Anger is noun. Angry is adjective. What is the adverb? Angrily, thank you. So he told me angrily not to be late again. Number two, Liam is that he will pass all his exams. Just think about the answer here. Do we need a noun, an adjective, or an adverb? Adjective, hopeful. Liam is hopeful that he will pass all his exams. Number three. Can you help me with number three? I tried not to show it. I was surprising. I was surprised. Yes. Here, I was surprised, but I tried not to show it. Thank you. Number four. We waited. Here it describes an action. It describes the verb. So we need an adverb. We waited anxiously for news of his arrival. Anxiously. Hey guys, I will just write down the answers for you. Check the spelling, please. Be careful about the spelling. Let's move on to number five. Look at the sentence that we have. He looked for his wallet, but sadly, he couldn't find it. Sad? No. Sadness? No. Sadly, you need an adverb. Sadly, he couldn't find it. Number six. That's a good mark for this exam. We have shame. If you just look at the box that we have in part three, exercise 3, part 3, we have shame, that is ashamed, adjective. So that is a good mark for this exam. Don't be ashamed of it. Well done, guys!